This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The World Health Organization's chief scientist said Friday the Delta variant of COVID-19, first identified in India, is becoming the global dominant variant of the disease. Britain has reported a steep rise in infections with the Delta variant, while Germany's top public health official is predicting it will rapidly become dominant there despite rising vaccination rates. Meanwhile, the Kremlin blames a surge in COVID-19 cases on reluctance to have vaccinations and quote-unquote nihilism after record new infections in Moscow, mostly with the new Delta variant, fanning fears of a third wave. And WHO officials say Africa remains an area of concern, even though it accounts for only around 5% of new global infections and 2% of deaths. New cases in Namibia, Sierra Leone, Liberia, and Rwanda have doubled in the last week with little vaccine access, according to the organization. Japanese medical experts said Friday banning spectators at the Olympics is the least risky option for holding the games, even as they appear resigned to the possibility of allowing some fans into venues amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The government and Tokyo 2020 organizers have for months held off deciding whether domestic spectators will be allowed. Overseas fans are already banned. Japan has avoided the kind of coronavirus outbreaks that have crippled many other countries, but its vaccine rollout has been slow and its medical system has been pushed to the brink in parts of the country. The government's drive to hold the games has been criticized by some hospitals and doctors' unions. The final decision on fans will be taken at a meeting as early as Monday between organizers, including Tokyo 2020 and the International Olympic Committee, and representatives from the governments. This is VOA News. AstraZeneca on Friday said the European Union had lost a legal case against the pharmaceutical firm over the supply of COVID-19 vaccines as a court in Brussels rejected an EU request for more deliveries by the end of June. The Anglo-Swedish firm committed in a contract to do its best to deliver the 27-nation bloc 300 million doses by the end of June, but production problems led the company to revise it down to 100 million. The cuts in supplies delayed the EU's vaccination drive in the first quarter of the year when the bloc had initially bet on AstraZeneca to deliver the largest volume of the jabs. That led to a bitter dispute and to the EU's legal action to try to get 120 million by the end of June. But the judge says the company now only has to deliver 80 million doses by a deadline of September 27th, according to AstraZeneca. Diplomats say the UN General Assembly is expected to approve a resolution calling on Myanmar's military junta to restore the country's democratic transition and calling on all countries to, quote, prevent the flow of arms into Myanmar. The world body is scheduled to take up the resolution Friday afternoon. The resolution also condemns, quote, excessive and lethal violence against peaceful protesters and civilians, and calls for the immediate release of Myanmar's ousted leaders, including Aung San Suu Kyi. Negotiators on the resolution include the European Union, many Western nations, and the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, which Myanmar is a member. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un ordered his government to be prepared for both dialogue and confrontation with U.S. President Joe Biden's administration, but more likely for confrontation, state media reported Friday. The order comes days after the United States and others urged North Korea to abandon its nuclear program and return to talks. Some experts say Kim's statement indicates he'll likely push to strengthen his nuclear arsenal and increase pressure on Washington to give up what North Korea considers a hostile U.S. policy, though he'll also prepare for talks to resume. During an ongoing ruling party meeting Thursday, Kim analyzed in detail the policy tendencies of the U.S. under President Joe Biden and clarified unspecified steps to be taken in relations with Washington, according to the Korean Central News Agency. And Israel says it will transfer around 1 million doses of soon-to-expire coronavirus vaccines to the Palestinian Authority in exchange for a similar number of doses the Palestinians expect to receive later this year. Israel, which has reopened after vaccinating some 85% of its adult population, has faced criticism for not sharing its vaccines with the 4.5 million Palestinians in the occupied West Bank and Gaza. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.